What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Do it!
Just do it! Expert in fucking matter, man.
Great power.
For the fifth time, it's your boy Sean. What is up, Wikimaniacs? My name is Josh Shell, and I will be your host for today. As always, we have your boy Sean Salvino. How's it going, Sean?
I just popped a molly to that new fucking intro. You better fucking believe it. I'm sweating. Holy moly.
Is it a molly or just because you're in Houston right now?
No, the fucking EDM shit. I'm fucking rolling my tits up. Wow.
And also with us, we have the master of puns and baiting, John Consignata.
Holy shit.
You know, you're still pronouncing my last name wrong, but thank you for that compliment, by the way.
You know what? I'll get it eventually. It's just like Tagalog.
You got that now.
Yeah, it took him. Nice. It took him 25 episodes, though. Just give him time.
That's true. Maybe it'll take another 25 or so.
Yeah, it might take me a while. Now, how are you guys doing? It's been a while since we've talked, you know. The last recording.
And the time it takes me to acquire MDMA and also take the MDMA. That's how long it's been. It's about 2 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, in today's episode, we are going to be doing a bit of a sequel to one of my previous episodes. Whoa. I think this is the first time we'll ever have done this. As you may recall, my previous episode, The Seven Strangest Superheroes, we are going to do a play on that because we're going to count down the seven silliest supervillains that I could find. These are according to me. So, I mean, any fanboys out there might disagree, but that's okay.
I can't wait to find out who Frogman's arch nemesis was.
You know what? Frogman, if I didn't already do him, he would have technically made the list because he was a supervillain to start.
He was on the first episode, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He was. His father or something was evil, and then he ended up being a good guy. But we do find out one of his nemesis is in this episode, so little teaser. Whether it's their name or power, all of these supervillains should be ashamed of who they are and should consider a rebrand. At the end of the episode, I'm taking a page from Sean, and we're going to be reading a script from Reddit. Although I hate to disappoint everyone, it is PG, but it does allow John to do some voice acting, so I know he's excited about that.
Well, John loves that shit.
I do love role playing. I was going to say foreplay, but
probably both, to be
honest. Yeah. It wouldn't surprise anyone, I think.
Master of puns and master of baiters. Shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I think if you, Wikimaniac, if you don't like foreplay, that's on you. Foreplay is necessary. You know what I'm saying? Anyways.
I like how aggressively you came at Wikimaniacs.
Wikimaniacs, you should like that shit.
Well, before we hop into the episode, though, we have some housekeeping to get to. First off, please consider rating, reviewing, and subscribing to the show on whatever platform you are using. Just like Jade, who gave us a 5-star and is always amazing at engaging us on Twitter, Jade said, "Well, this is the very first time I gave a review for any podcast. I'm always a fan of this show. God, their humor and chemistry and topics and humor, yes, again, and everything. Just awesome. Keep it up, guys. Love you always. The Miz is awesome, but no one beats these three." End quote. So thank you for that amazing review, Jade. I'm glad we can keep you entertained and keep the guys up that we're all friends and not at each other's throats as soon as the camera's off.
Well, don't tell them too much.
Yeah, come on, man.
Don't give them a peek behind the scene. We want them to give us money. All right.
As soon as the recording
can't break kayfabe.
Off, John just berates us nonstop
all the time. Just
what a shitty episode,
idiots.
Sean. The smut wasn't disgusting enough.
Can't believe you made me read that. You're sick. So thank you again, Jade. And if you want to support Reddit on Wiki financially, we are proud, and I mean proud members/founders of the Cultivate Podcast Network.
Woo!
So if you... So if
does
you,
that make us proud boys?
No.
No.
We do need a name for the fans of Cultivate. I was thinking Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
So this is our final episode. You'll only be able to find us on Patreon.
Oh, just kidding, Wikimaniacs. Fuck Brandon.
Yeah.
Fuck the Proud
fuck,
Boys.
Fuck Brandon, right? Fuck Brandon? No.
Is his name Fuck Brandon?
Except Brandon Urie.
No, I'm saying fuck the people that say fuck Brandon.
Oh.
Yeah,
wait.
Yeah.
Fuck the people that celebrate Brandon. Isn't Brandon like the code word for Trump or some shit? Like, what's Brandon?
No, it's the code word for Brandon. For Biden. It's the code word for Biden.
Oh, that's the code word for Biden.
It's a mega saying, Sean.
Oh, see, that's how out of date I am with the. I don't even know how they use the terminology. I just know Brandon is some stupid MAGA thing that MAGA people made up.
You nailed it. You nailed it that time. Yeah. So anyway, so if you want to support us on Patreon, go to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork. That's CULTIV, the letter 8, podcast network.
Yes. The letter 8 is going to become a permanent thing now.
That's our new bit.
Jesus.
People are going to be looking at a shirt.
These guys are really dumb, actually, I think.
These guys are idiots. You will get access to episodes a week early and ad-free from us, as well as from other podcasts on the network, like Let's Start a Cult, Shots and Thoughts, The Dumbfound Dead, and many more. All donations help support the shows in our network and allows us to keep making content for you lovely people. And finally, we'd like to give a shout out to our Patreons. Aaron,
patrons.
I didn't say anything this time, guys. I didn't say anything this time.
Thank you, Sean, for allowing me to be dyslexic.
Express yourself, my guy. I gotta let you slip up sometimes so I feel better about my American education versus your Canadian education.
That's fair. I grew up in the woods, though, Sean. I don't know if you'd want to compare yourself.
Oh, we're probably the same then.
Sean grew up in the caves.
God damn it. Shout out to the Cultivate social media for making the meme, the Spider-Man meme with me and a Neanderthal, me and my cousins.
Neanderthal?
Yeah.
Your boys.
Me and my boys.
Did you make that?
Yeah.
Did you make that, Sean?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
So thanks to Aaron, Gabby, Lindsay, Vina, and Taru. We'll go with that. Thank you for supporting.
And if we mispronounced any of your names wrong, you guys have exclusive access to our Patreon exclusive Discord where you can just straight up tell us how to pronounce your name. Or if you enjoy...
Or you can just yell at me.
Or you could just yell at Josh. He's white. He's used to it. He's fine.
You can yell at me. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I can't even say patrons, right? So, you know, it's going to happen. But thank you again for supporting. And if you'd like to support us, once again, go to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork or use the link in the show notes. With all of that out of the way, it is time to jump into the countdown of the 7 silliest supervillains.
I'm excited.
You're excited. Do you have any guesses? Sean, you're kind of a nerdy guy. I started the last one off with this.
You were nerd out of 10 if we're going by the old reviews. I was.
That's true.
Yeah. But the weird superheroes, I'm trying to think of some, but then I'm thinking about your last episode. Yeah. The supervillains. Thinking about your last episode, I had no idea who Frogman was or any of those other guys. So I'm assuming you went deep again.
I did, like I usually do.
Nice. Yo, nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Found it.
Much like you'll be doing later, Josh. Nice.
Hey, yes.
Homeowner, baby.
At home.
He got nothing else to do because he's locked down.
Exactly. I feel John's going to like this episode, Sean. I apologize. There will be many puns.
I had a feeling.
And kicking off the first one will be a pun.
Goddamn. Was that already one?
No.
Is he a soccer player?
Goddamn it, I wish. That'd be good. Since we've just kicked off the new year while we were recording this, it's only fitting that we start with Clifford F. Michaels. So Clifford was adopted as a young boy by millionaire Morgan McNeil Hardy after his father passed away. Morgan Hardy was responsible for rebuilding the city of San Francisco after the 1906 San Francisco earthquake. Over the following decades, he would foster a hatred towards the social changes that made San Francisco the progressive city that it became. So when he adopted Clifford, he tried to teach him the moral values of the early 20th century.
Oh, no.
So to do this, he basically made Clifford a prisoner and restricted him access to the outside world to teach him the world before progressivism.
God,
can you guys already see where this is going?
Is this Trump's origin story?
Yes. Yes. His name is No. This forced Clifford to grow up with very, very conservative morals and value. And as an adult, he hated the real world and all of its social changes. So he did the only logical thing. He got an early 1900s haircut, a handlebar mustache, dressed in a straw boater's hat, striped green jacket and white trousers, and called himself the Turner D. Century. So Turner D. Century.
Wikimaniacs, you can't hear me, but I am vigorously shaking my head. Just already sick of this guy.
Oh, yeah. That even got John. John even turned away from that.
And John loves this shit, guys.
He loves
John
puns.
Loves this shit.
God. Not this guy.
Turner D. Century.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
After his first attack on San Francisco was stopped by Spider-Woman, the mentally unstable Clifford broke out of prison and attempted to use the Horn of Time and kill everyone under the age of 65.
What?
That was a strategy.
This guy is literally trying to make America great again. This is insane.
The original.
This is the original MAGA guy.
You said under 65, he's going to kill all of them?
Yeah. Yeah. That was his plan.
Would that kill himself?
You know what? I didn't look up how old he was when this...
He doesn't look 65. Storyline. I'm Googling.
No. Yeah. No, I don't think he would have been 65. So he might have died too. Unless it's like a clause where the Horn of Time user doesn't die.
That's
I don't know.
That's true.
Either way, it doesn't matter. The horn didn't work. No one was killed. He actually blew it and it just actually knocked everyone under 65 over for a second.
The opposite reaction. He could have killed somebody.
He's like, I did it. And then they all get back up and he's like, gosh, shit.
He's fucking life alerted everybody. Pretty much.
So I think it's time we break down Turner D. Century's powers and abilities. So it says here that he is a normal man with normal strength, height, and build who engages in moderate exercise. And he appears to have some knowledge of history and a skill for inventing, which is just a normal dude, I think.
Did
that's
he
a normal
invent
everyday.
The horn of history or whatever? That didn't work?
You know what? I actually don't know if he invented it. I'm going to say yes, because I have no idea. But he did invent a couple of weapons. So he carried around an old-timey umbrella that shoots flames out of it at a short range. Which is pretty dope.
That's kind of sick. I want one of
those. That's pretty cool. And he had the Horn of Time, obviously. That didn't work. And
so just a horn. Just a horn.
Just a horn.
That can knock some people
horn.
Over.
Knocks a bunch of people over. That'd be kind of fun, though. I'd fuck with a lot of people if I had that power.
Trip people with a horn?
Yeah, if I knew it was like, I don't know, something important, like the NFL, like the Super Bowl, when everyone stands for the national anthem, just blow the horn.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant during the game. Affect
those
gamblers.
No. Just to watch all of them, their head explodes of, I didn't stand for the national anthem.
Colin, I understand you now.
I apologize. And he's like, yes, my child. Now rise. He also has a tandem bicycle that can fly for unexplainable reasons.
Okay, so...
Why a tandem?
I Googled this guy.
Oldie time.
He has a tandem bike, and it looks like just a mannequin is riding the second seat. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't think he had a sidekick ever, so...
It's just a mannequin in the back seat with him, flying.
Maybe that's the only one that could put up with his political views.
Possibly.
It's Brandon.
It's Brandon. That is Brandon.
Brandon is in the back. Riding shotgun on the tandem.
Yeah. But let us turn our D page. No.
Okay. Boo.
Any last thoughts on Turner D. Century before we move on?
Turner D. Page. I'm fucking dead.
Let's move on.
I actually think that might be the first part I like. That was so bad that it was good. Turner D. Page. I'm into it. I'm into it, Josh.
Nice.
Do I like
Of course you would be.
We're turning it around now. John hated it and you loved it. So.
I fucking hated it.
We're in the upside down.
Moving on to number six. Born in Gray, Indiana, Peter Petrusky became a research scientist in New York City. While working at a company, he patented a multi-polymer adhesive that made him very rich and a top scientist in his field. John is also a top scientist in making things sticky. I had to throw that in there.
You're goddamn right.
We have to have a shirt in the shop that says five-time world champ.
5X.
5X.
Just a picture of his hand with the, like a
5X. 3 ain't enough, man. I need 5. Yeah. Shout out to Biggie.
It'll be a white t-shirt for sure.
Yeah. For obvious reasons.
Oh my God. Maybe we could get, I was going to say, like, if we had the technology to make it fucking black light.
It's just 5 times in blind light.
That would be genius.
Actually handmade these myself.
Don't wash it.
Don't wash it, yeah.
Oh God. So instead of continuing continuing his successful career, he decided to turn to a life of crime because he considered it to be more lucrative. Donning one of the stupidest costumes I've ever seen and creating a patented paste gun, Peter became known as the criminal known as Paste Pot Pete.
Jesus Christ.
And if you look this guy up, Sean, he just looks like an idiot. He's got like a dumb purple beanie and a bow tie that's just very large, and it just, none of it really makes sense.
Holy moly.
This guy looks like an idiot.
It looks like he has a ball sack hanging from his neck.
I was going to say.
What is that? Yes.
That's his Peter. Okay, so Paste Pot Pete became a recurring villain and a heel to the Human Torch, which is pretty stupid because I'm pretty sure glue is useless against a man who is literally on fire. But later on, he begins to resent his persona and rebrands himself as the Trapster in an attempt
That's
to
That's a better
make...
name.
Yeah, it is better.
That's a way better
name.
Yeah. It was an attempt to make him sound more menacing, which I think anything would have been more menacing than Paste Pot Pete.
It sounds like a restaurant, or at least like a hot sauce, or like a something.
Yeah.
Like a hot pot restaurant?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned hot sauce. We'll get there eventually.
Oh, no. There's a hot sauce villain.
Josh's mortal enemy.
I love hot sauce.
It's too spicy. Avocado? Good. What is this?
So, Pete's abilities include being a genius-level chemist and inventor, allowing him to make his patented paste gun that allowed him to fire a stream of glue that dries instantly. With the gun, he can trap opponents, jam machinery, build walls, and form a lasso that allows him to swing much like Spider-Man.
I'm confused. So, he was rich. He was a rich chemist. So why turn to crime?
You know what? Yeah, he was he's like, I can do better than this. And I don't know. It didn't really state his motivations. Yeah. He was just like, I'd rather go to crime because that's more lucrative, it said. And it was like, well, is it? It's probably
is
not.
It? You're pretty rich as is.
He wants to be a heel, okay?
I mean, that's fine. That's fine.
Let him be.
He could be a CEO and still be a heel. Just look at Jeff Bezos.
That's true.
Elon Musk. All of them.
Lex Luthor right there.
Oh, man, when he rebranded, he got a way better costume.
Oh, yeah, he looks sick, eh? Like, he's just better. so much cooler. After he rebranded, though, a fun fact about Paste Pot or the Trapper is that he had one weakness.
Oh, no.
Can you guys guess what weakness was?
Rats getting stuck on him? I don't know.
No, his...
Water?
His weakness was... Water. I mean, probably, to be honest. But no, his weakness is name calling. So when people refer to Pacepot Pete after he changed to the Trapster, he became enraged.
So. Sticks and stone don't break my bones, but please don't call me names.
I was in a weird place in my life back then. We don't bring up Paste Pot Pete. I'm the Trapster.
I'll stick you. I'll get sticky stuff all over you. That is Paste Pot Pete. Couldn't think of a pun for this one, so
yes.
we'll just move on.
Move on. Stick Unless to something John's, you're good at.
Stick to God something damn you're good it. At. Thank you. Thank you.
See,
for
I like Turner to Page. I like Turner to Page more. I'm not loving that one.
It's just when I say puns, Sean likes it. Maybe that's what it is.
That's probably what it is. Well, you know, Sean, at least you're the glue that keeps this group together.
God damn it. God fucking damn it.
Sean, come back. Sean.
Don't leave us.
Moving on to number 5. We have all of these are Marvel almost, so this sucks. Because I love Marvel.
Fun fact, every time you mention like a city that exists, I'm like, oh, okay, another Marvel character.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Because DC is all made up towns.
Yeah, it's like Gotham.
Gotham, Metropolis. Yeah.
So Victoria Murdoch was the sister of Killer Murdoch, who was a racketeer, and her brother. So she used her brother's connections to become a criminal scientist. All of these people are scientists. I want that to sink in.
Does Marvel think science is bad?
From what I read, that's what they think. Like every Marvel villain is a scientist that's just gone bad, right? Like all the Spider-Man villains, all of these villains.
But to be fair, I guess the superheroes are also scientists too. Spider-Man, scientist, Iron Man, scientist.
Cap is just a jack dude. I got experimented
he was a skinny
on.
Dude turned jack.
He's just
yeah.
super
yeah.
nice.
So, I mean, yeah, scientist or inventor, yeah, that's the easy way to go to get people powers, I guess. Anyway, she hated the Human Torch and wanted to find a way to combat him, so she designed a supersuit that made her immune to fire while wearing it.
Ooh.
Do you guys have any guesses as to what this suit was made of?
It sounds like I thought you were going to ask for a name, and I was going to be like, it sounds like it could be very politically incorrect what their name would be.
No. Okay. Nothing. It's not political. I know we always like to go there, but it's not political. It is just dumb. So think combating fire. Where does your head go thinking
aluminum
fireproof?
Foil.
Okay. It's not.
Ice.
That's a good guess. Ice? Also a dumb guess because
it's a dumb melt. Superhero, so I'm thinking it's a dumb guess. You know what I'm saying?
No. I'm saying it's a dumb guess as in a good guess. Okay, like, it's a good guess because it was so dumb.
Thanks.
He's trying to answer your feelings.
Yeah. Sorry. but no, sadly, you're both wrong because Victoria made her suit out of the completely safe material known as asbestos.
No.
Oh my God.
Yes, the building material that the boomer generation used to insulate their houses and is linked to countless lung conditions and cancer in an entire generation of people.
Okay, so I Googled her as well, and we are two out of three have been Human Torch villains.
There's a surprising large amount of them. Yeah.
I'm starting
like
to think
the Human Torch.
They were just fucking with the Human Torch writers.
So that might be true. The reason was that she was going off of at the Human Torch was because he put her brother away, basically, which led him to getting executed by the government.
I see her
for his crimes.
I see her supervillain name is also Asbestos Lady.
I was getting to that. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I ruined it. My bad.
Asbestos Lady. So very clever name. She donned the asbestos suit with its fire-resistant property and went on to combat the Human Torch. Victoria was a gifted scientist, as all of these supervillains seem to be. This allowed her to create the fireproof and cancer-inducing suit made of asbestos. For good measures, she also carried a flamethrower and
nice.
A handgun that shot asbestos.
She shot asbestos?
Asbestos bullets.
Oh my God.
Holy moly.
I guess their reasoning was because the bullets, if they were covered in asbestos, it could penetrate the Human Torch.
Was
their thinking.
Was asbestos at that time not known to be as destructive as It is.
Fuck no.
Like probably not back in the 70s.
Yeah, like, oh,
a lot of I was going to say a lot of the military housings that I've lived in, there's like traces of asbestos like in like the paint, lead, same thing, like it's insane.
Like it wasn't until like the 80s or 90s that they were like, we should probably stop doing this.
Yeah, that's bad.
But I was like, radon, all that stuff was all over the soil. Like, Jesus, they didn't give a fuck about anybody as long as it's cheap.
The supervillain definitely accidentally killed themselves over time. Oh, the long burn.
God damn it, Sean. Did you read my script before?
No, I'm just guessing. She had asbestos suit, so.
Unfortunately, she never managed to accomplish her goal of bringing down the human torch. Because at the age of 45, she died at what was alluded to as lung cancer.
Oh, no.
Too real, Marvel. Too real.
Well, I guess they brought, like, attention to the subject, so.
I guess that's true.
Kind of a good thing.
Asbestos is bad.
Yeah.
I guess she was, what you call that?
No.
You know, isn't there a commercial always about that claim? Like, if you've been exposed to asbestos, you can.
Oh, yeah.
Something about mesothelioma. What is it? Fuck. I don't know what it's called.
Soup. Yeah, I was about to say soup?
Mesothelioma?
That sounds. Mesothelioma. That sounds like something that exists.
Yeah. That like sounds a competition? Like a medical term.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she unfortunately does die, which is sad, but I think not surprising to anyone from this century.
She handled a lot of asbestos.
Yeah, yeah. Any thoughts before we move on?
Fuck, that sucked.
John, you're not going to hit us with a pun?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's...
hold on. Am I supposed to hit you guys with a pun?
No, I got it.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it's asbestos that we move on.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like
good job.
That.
Good job.
Roll into the next supervillain, which I think is number four?
Wait, are we doing seven? We're doing seven, so it's number four.
Number four. Thank you for keeping track, Sean. Numbers guy, that's what we always call it.
Yeah, I've been known to be really good at math.
quick math.
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to think, did I do actually five? Or So Jackson Wheel was a corrupt businessman who embezzled money from his company, and he hired Rocket Racer, who was another supervillain, and from what I can tell is just some dude on a rocket-powered skateboard. So
that's awesome.
You know, runner-up for this list, but he did not make it. Anyway, Jackson hired Rocket Racer to steal the documents that had incriminated him in embezzling money. Racer managed to get the documents, but demanded that Jackson pay an additional $10,000 or else he would give it to authorities.
Ooh.
I told you he wasn't a good guy, but he's also just like ripping off bad guys. So I don't know, kind of an anti-hero.
Balance, you know, balance. That's what it is.
Balance. So Jackson, unable to or unwilling to pay that much, decided to try and commit suicide by jumping off a dock.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
that is just problematic.
Definitely not a superhero. He made somebody commit or try commit suicide.
No, I guess Racer didn't make him do it. He just was like, pay me. I don't think he expected him to try and kill himself.
Fair.
Because he tried to jump off the dock but was saved by none other than Rocket Racer, who refused to let him die before being paid. So there's that balance.
I want my money back.
Bring me my money.
But instead of paying, Jackson hired a scientist named the Tinkerer to create a weapon powerful enough to defeat Rocket Racer.
Oh, the Tinkerer. I do know him.
Yeah, he actually, I think he built the rocket skateboard for the Rocket Racer.
Makes sense.
He's a big villain. I don't know if he's actually a villain. He's just kind of
for hire
in the universe. Yeah, basically. So the Tinkerer built him this giant armored wheel. Just one wheel with a machine gun and rocket launchers, and Jackson became known as Big Wheel.
No.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Like the toy.
Sometimes I'm like, the descriptive names are so bad, but then like some things stick. Spider-Man, I guess, is not that descriptive. Human Torch, not that great.
Iron Man.
But I don't know. Big wheel seems set to fail right from the jump.
And to give you, like, so it is basically just like a large looking Ferris wheel that he can just drive around. And there's little mobility, like, or maneuverability, I guess you'd say, because it's just a fucking wheel. So, and this comes into play because during his first fight with Rocket Racer, Big Wheel lost control and drove off the side of a building and into into the Hudson River, where he was presumed dead.
I thought you were going to say off a dock. I'd be like, wow, poetic justice.
Well, the river, I guess that kind of brings it back. That's it should have been a dock. You're right. You're a better writer already, Sean.
Thank you.
He wasn't dead and would come back later. And actually, he had like a spurt where he was just like a monster truck racer.
I thought he turned to a monster truck.
He just I think it was Spider-Man or one of them convinced him to become just a monster truck
career
driver.
Pivot.
Yeah, but he, you know, lapses back and becomes bad again, and he would later come back only to be killed as he was knocked off of a cliff.
My God.
There's not a lot of traction in those wheels, is there?
No, not one wheel. If he had two,
is there a brake system with the wheel? It seems like he just consistently runs off things.
No, I think version
like Sonic.
He should have just attached machine guns to the fucking monster truck. What? That has four wheels.
Right.
What are you doing, my guy?
To be fair, I don't know if he actually drove a monster truck. I think he actually just drove the big wheel in a monster truck arena.
Oh. I'm fucking dead.
He is too.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, so I don't even know if it's worth going into his powers because he didn't have any other than just driving a fucking wheel. I say we just roll past and on to the next villain. There it is. Number three, I think. Hubert Carpenter lived with his eccentric uncle, they have such stupid fucking names. Hubert Carpenter lived with his eccentric uncle, Humbert, who also happened to be a mad scientist.
Again.
There's another scientist. So I guess the last guy was a businessman, but he worked with a scientist. Humbert would conduct experiments on young Hubert, and after 10 years of trying to give Hubert the ability of different animals and failing, so he was trying to give, like, I don't know, like as a hypothetical, he was trying to give Hubert like a cheetah, like super speed or something like that, or a gorilla super strength. But all of those failed until he found inspiration in the Beatles album, The Magical Mystery Tour, specifically the song, I Am the Walrus. And cuckoo ka-choo, Hubert was successfully given the strength, speed, and agility of a goddamn walrus.
Are they fast?
They are. We'll get to that.
The strength, I can see. Yeah, that might be good. Agility and speed seem like bad.
Not good at all. As described in the comics, Hubert wasn't the brightest individual and was coerced by his uncle to go into a life of crime, calling himself, you guessed it, the walrus.
Sick.
If all of this wasn't bad enough, as you may remember from my superhero episode, our good friend, the fabulous Frogman, was the one who ended up thwarting the walrus. There was a bunch of them fighting, and the Frogman happened to jump on the walrus as his superpowers gave out. So the walrus collapsed, and he just happened by chance to have been the last one to touch him. So they gave him the credit for getting this guy.
Wow.
So there's our boy, the fabulous Frogman, greatest superhero to ever live. When's that goddamn Marvel movie?
It's so Phase wild seven. That Frogman exists, and there's like a straight up X-Men villain just named Toad. Like that is way better. Like
way better.
What's the need?
Well, he's a toad. This guy's a frog.
Okay, right.
Grown-ass man.
For anyone who missed it, he's not an actual frog. He just has, what was it, like hydraulic legs that make him jump really high?
No, I think he just has really fancy boots that make him jump high.
But can't even control
it. He can't control it.
Yeah, he just jumps everywhere. Yeah, that was what it was. Oh, so stupid.
Would be nice.
I'm not trying to be like you, my boy. As stated, the walrus's power were that he had the strength, speed, and agility of a walrus. In the comic book, this made him, obviously, like as a comic book, it's not reality. It made him better, but fun fact, in real life, he would actually become slower and weaker than your average human.
Wait, walruses are weaker than humans?
I guess so. Like, maybe comparatively, bodies, like, they don't have to lift a lot, right? They just float.
That's true. I just imagine getting tackled by a walrus would be painful.
Oh, they're probably heavy, but I don't think they're strong. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Maybe they can't pick enough speed to even, get a good tackle. To
bounce damage, around?
Yeah.
Listen, if there was a walrus near me, I'd be afraid, but I wouldn't fucking...
Fuck yeah.
I could run away pretty easily, I think. It would make more sense if his super, his heel was not Aquaman, but who's the fucking Marvel equivalent?
Aquaman and Namor.
Namor, that's it.
The Submariner.
Or the Submariner. So much dumber, but it'd be... That'd at least make more sense, right? He'd be like, oh, he's good at swimming, you know? Anyway.
But then he could just summon a whole bunch of real ass walruses and fuck him up.
True. He'd just have to fight his own kind.
Yo, get this bitch.
Just murdering walruses. Oh, God. I couldn't think of a walrus pun. John, you got anything for this one?
You couldn't think of a pun?
No. Ah, there we go. That was not scripted anyway, if anyone thinks so. And Sean's back.
Yes. Yeah, his lips were sealed. He was like, I can't say anything about this shit.
Jesus Christ.
Tusk, tusk, tusk.
All right.
God damn it.
Moving on to number two.
So mad. You okay there? You okay there, buddy?
Yeah. Let's finish it.
He's good. Wilbur Day was a scientist employed by Carl Caxton, who invented a hydraulic ram device, which is a completely normal thing to invent.
Hydraulic ram. Okay.
I don't know. Anyway. Wilbur stole Caxton's designs and used them to build himself a pair of extremely long telescopic legs that allowed him to tower over everything. Going by the name Stiltman, Wilbur became a recurring villain of Daredevil and She-Hulk.
I was going to say, I do know this one.
Yeah. He's dumb.
He was, I think his, what do you call it? His costume was teased in Daredevil on the Netflix series.
Oh, really?
You just see it in the background, in the Tinkerer stuff. But
yeah, you know, there are worse, it's not the worst costume. He just kind of looks like a tall Iron Man, I guess, would be the best description. Besides the stilt suit allowing him to extend up to 290 feet, he didn't really have any other abilities. But fun fact, he did also have the nickname Daddy Long Legs.
Nice.
Hell yeah, brother.
Gross and kind of funny.
It's so funny that when I first saw him, I was like, okay, so legs and arms can extend. He's kind of like Mr. Fantastic. Just legs.
Just legs.
So he's just 290 feet up in the air. Can't reach nothing. Can't do anything.
Can barely see what he's doing down at the 290 feet down. He's like, I may be stepping on people. I don't know. To make this even more interesting and more dumb at the same time, a woman named Callie Ryan took up the mantle of Stiltman. She did change the name, however. Now, can you guys guess what she changed the name to?
I don't know. Mama something?
Mama Long Legs.
Mama Long Legs.
I do like that. So instead of going by, something like Stilt Woman, which is still, it's as dumb as Stilt Man, but at least it's, coherent. It makes sense. She instead went with Lady Stilt Man.
Just Lady Stilt. Just Lady Stilt.
That would have been better.
You could just drop the man. Lady Stilt. What are we doing here?
I mean, I guess if she wanted, I don't know.
She's trying to be inclusive, okay?
I was going to say, is she possibly... No, but even then, Lady Man is.
It's still
not offensive.
It is offensive. I believe.
It is.
I'm pretty sure that's pretty offensive because you're either. I guess there's the
non-binary.
Not non-binary.
Yeah, but this
there's no that. There's no lady boy. It's ladies and boys.
Or
non-binary.
Yeah. So I think I honestly just think it was a terrible writing decision. Other than
you have to know when you're writing that there's no way you don't know.
Yeah,
it's Lady dumb. Stealth, man. Yeah. Lady Stilts.
Lady Stilts. That actually does sound better. What it rolls off the tongue better. It's so
or
much
just
better.
Stilts. There doesn't need to be any no gender. If anything, you're giving yourself away. Like you could be anything at that. That's if you're true. Just stilts.
And you keep your disguise better. They're yeah, like, you oh, keep maybe, your, maybe it's a man, alias. Maybe it's a woman. Yeah. I like that. Sean should rewrite a lot of these.
Should I write comics, guys? There I you go.
I think you easily could, because it looks easy back in the 70s. You could just, whatever you wanted, put it
up. Asbestos lady is just popping up.
Go back to time and fucking do it.
Yeah.
I have this great idea. Just stilts.
Just stilts.
All right. That is it for this dumb supervillain. It's time to extend on over to the supervillain of the hour. And
I think my time of liking puns has ended.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. It was a weaker one. It wasn't as good.
Hey, you got two on me. You got two on me. Fair. That's pretty good.
Two to three, I'll take it. We're not done yet. There's still more. So this is what I consider to be the dumbest supervillain, but I believe John will absolutely love this villain for some specific reasons.
Uh-oh.
So for multiple reasons, I guess, technically. So most of the dumb villains I have been unfortunately talking about have been Marvel. I love Marvel. I'm a big fan of all the movies. I love all the characters, and I think it's time to finally put DC on blast. So
wow, you saved them the top spot.
Yeah, for good reason. I'm going to relish in this. So Buddy Standler was a stand-up comedian, which I will give it to DC. They didn't just use Mad Scientist, you know? I like that. Apparently it was a crutch for Marvel for a long time.
Yeah.
So anyway, Buddy also judged an annual stand-up comedy competition during which they rejected a comedian named Shecky Rimshot. What a name. Who turned out to be the Joker in disguise.
Oh.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
The Joker obviously took this personally and kidnapped Buddy and took control of his mind, much like Harley Quinn. How he like kind of changed her.
Mm-hmm.
As payback for rejecting him, the Joker gave him the dumbest power of all and forced Buddy to wield condiments as a weapon.
Oh, this is the hot sauce guy.
This is the hot sauce. That's
this
right.
This is you the goddamn hot sauce guy.
Mustard, ketchup, you fucking name it. And he used it as a weapon.
This is my fucking nightmare, to be honest. Not this isn't Josh's nightmare. This is my nightmare. I fucking
so
hate condiments.
Stupid. I love condiments, but and I know John does he loves food and stuff, so I knew he would like it for that.
Sauce boss.
There's more
I like
than
sauces.
That.
Don't get me wrong. I'll fuck with the sauce. But ketchup, mustard.
Yeah.
Not with it.
Okay.
Depends what ketchup though. Depends what type of ketchup. There's some gourmet ketchup that's pretty good.
Yeah. Heinz came out with. Do you guys have Heinz down there?
Fuck yeah, Heinz. Heinz is disgusting.
Okay. That's probably the most popular brand. Brian?
Holy fucking moly. Type of, you know,
pickle juice.
That's the most popular brand of ketchup, probably, is Heinz.
Yeah. They have like that whole new arrangement. Like they have the mayo ketchup. They call them mayo up or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Mayo up and
the fucking dumb names they have.
Mixed sauces.
A ranch ketchup. It's weird. So going by the alias Condiment King, Buddy proceeds.
It's a good restaurant name. It's a good food truck name.
Yeah, it's just like the Burger King, the Condiment King. Buddy proceeded to torment Gotham with condiments and terrible puns.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God. This is.
I will relish the story.
I said, that's what I said. I'll relish.
Wait. Let Sean catch up with his breath real quick while he's groaning right now.
You good, Sean? Good.
Oh shit.
So
he's in a bit of a pickle.
So good.
He's in a bit of a pickle right now. Leave him be.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a condiment.
Bit of
a
stretch.
Not a condiment.
proceeded to torment Gotham with condiments and terrible puns. Armed with a giant gun that contained canisters of mustard, ketchup, mayo, sriracha, relish, and any other condiment you can think of.
This is legit my nightmare.
Shout out to sriracha, though. Like, that's what's up. I give him props for that.
Oh, he had sriracha? You listed sriracha?
Oh, I don't know. It said hot sauce. I just...
Oh, okay. Oh, I was going to give him some...
It was okay. Creative liberty, okay?
I got you.
So, Condiment King went to the fanciest restaurant in Gotham and threatened the patrons, or Patreons.
God damn it.
With his gun, spraying them with hot sauce, which, to be fair, would suck. That would hurt. Luckily, Batman showed up, though I think a security guard would have been enough to take him down. Now, I did mention that he terrorized Gotham with puns, and I thought it was only fair that our punny boy John read out some of the puns he made in the comics. So, John, can you open up the thing that I sent you
and read the quotes in order? Let me find it real quick.
Do your best, how you imagine an evil supervillain stand-up comedian would sound like.
All right. Who do you ask?
Oh, why? God.
Who do you ask? Why, the captain of ketchup, of course. The master of mustard. The monarch of mayo himself. The condiment king. the big bad guy. I knew you'd catch up to me sooner or later.
God fucking damn.
Relish this meeting. You, the dynamic Dark Knight, versus me, the conceptual Condiment King. Come, Batman. Let's see you can cut the mustard. Parting is such sweet and sour sorrow.
I mean, kudos to the voice acting. Fantastic work. The script.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That is just Chef Boyardee kiss. That is amazing. But parting is such sweet and sour. Unfortunately, we have to part ways for a few minutes for some ads. When we return, we will be acting out a script from Reddit. Once again, it is PG, so you don't have to worry about that. So here are some ads. We are back, and in preparation for today's show, I was browsing Reddit and came across the subreddit writing prompts. So how this subreddit works is that users put out a writing prompt, and in the comments, people write a short story based on that prompt. So there was a prompt from a user called Mocking Gasp 3 years ago that I really liked, and it said, quote, "You're a supervillain. Your power? Making anybody and everybody nearby feel the same emotion you feel, except 100 times stronger. Mostly, you've been using it to force people to donate absolutely all of their life savings into charity. Superheroes aren't quite sure how to deal with you," end quote. So, great prompt right off the bat. Like, that can go a few different ways, you know?
Interesting. At first, I'm like... Yeah, charity, but then I'm also like, life savings is...
Yeah.
You're definitely ruining lives, for sure.
It's extreme. A user by the name of Strawberry Coco wrote an awesome short story that I want to reenact with you guys today. Instead of, you know, just reading every third paragraph, however, I broke it up into roles or parts so that we can each have a role. So I'll be the narrator. Sean, I feel as the best of us... It makes sense that you play the superhero, and this is mostly because I feel John likes to be the heel or the supervillain, so he gets to be that, so I thought he'd appreciate that.
Isn't it the opposite? You like being the heel, Sean?
Do I like... No. I think I've been thrust into the position of being the heel.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think we all play the heel at one point, you know?
That's true. Definitely. You're right.
Depends on who's hosting the heel. Exactly. We got to rotate. Keep it healthy.
We just fuck each other. I want some emotion behind this. I want to feel like it's a real story. You're acting. This is for a Marvel movie where you're going to pay millions of dollars.
We need more Asian representatives. So, Sean, let's do this shit, bro.
I've always said I could be a fucking bad Disney Channel actor. So here we go. This is my audition tape. Please use this so I can be Olivia Rodrigo's cool uncle on some Disney show.
Yeah.
Drawing the Disney.
You know what? I'm going to put some sound effects in this. We're going to do this for real.
Oh, shit. Okay. Big production. All right.
Hell yeah.
Let's do the shit.
Here is the story by Strawberry Coco that was unnamed. So I gave it the name Charity Case.
Wow.
I hope that's okay if Strawberry Coco ever listens. The Salvation Army Santa Claus was busier than he'd ever been. He waved his bell eagerly as a line of people waved to place personal checks, banker's notes, and piles of literal cash in his collection bucket. The line wound down the block, around the corner, and down a bit further even from that. Heartstring watched the display from the shadows of an alley, grinning to himself as he projected impulses for charity and compassion into every person within range of his emotive aura. People were leaving their cars at red lights or even in the middle of the streets to queue up and give up their wallets for the good of others. Heartstring pulled a metal cigarette case and a lighter from his jacket pocket. All natural, hand-rolled, better for the environment.
Alan, you know they consider this to be theft. Grand theft.
Heartstring, real name Alan Wakefield, chose not to look behind him as the whoosh of air and a sense of mass levitated behind him.
The man can't eat me, Cap. I'm doing the right thing, and you know it.
Captain Solar shook his head sadly, looking over Heartstring's shoulder at the line of people.
Are you? Today these people are giving. Tomorrow, they'll have nothing. People who have nothing start taking.
Sounds like you have some thieves to arrest then. You know, actual crimes.
Heartstring puffed his cigarette casually.
All you're doing is redistributing. This isn't solving anything. It's just shuffling the inequality around.
Captain Solar placed his hand on Heartstring's shoulder.
Stop this, Alan. Please don't make me arrest you again.
Heartstring glowered, but with his emotive aura on, his flicker of irritation magnified and spread. All of a sudden, the crowd of people started to grow restless, angry, yelling. They were beginning to become a flash mob. Captain Solar threw his arms around Heartstring's torso, held him tightly with his arms pinned as he flew them both skyward and pulled him out of range to affect the crowd. Captain Solar scowled and hissed through his angry teeth, barely maintaining control of himself through the aura.
Look at what you almost did, Alan. Jesus Christ.
The mob fizzled as quickly as it had started. With the emotive aura no longer affecting them, the crowd of people stood disoriented and confused. Some of them began staring at the money sitting in their hands, panicking, frantically shoving it into their pockets. The Salvation Army Santa found himself surrounded by a rush of people, grabbing at his bucket, demanding their money back.
This is a mess, Alan. Another mess. You know what this means, right? Is this when the fanfic turns on?
I'm
feeling some sexual tension.
Captain Solar bends over her.
Oh my God! Take me.
Feel this.
Oh yes.
Heartstring nodded.
Solitary, most likely. A telepath babysitter to keep my powers neutralized. No other prisoners or staff within 100 feet, so I can't manipulate my way free.
Captain Solar nodded glumly. The pity he felt was his own true emotion, not induced by Heartstring. He knew how to tell the difference.
So why did you do it again, Alan? Knowing what awaited you if you pulled a repeat offense.
Someone has to try, Cap. Someone has to try to make people better.
Captain Solar said nothing to that. Few spoken voice commands to his communicator, and the whoosh of air as he redirected his flight path towards Broad Creek Maximum Security Prison were the only sounds made. The end. Good job, boys. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. If that is not on Disney Plus by next year, we need to start a petition or riot or something.
We're so bad. We're on Disney minus. We'd have to pay people to listen to this shit.
That's true.
Disney plus.
So
nice.
I like it.
Thank you.
So it wasn't as long as Sean's fanfics usually are, but I feel it pulled at the heartstrings a little. You know, it got got that emotion.
All right. So on the Patreon, you'll read my X-rated rewrite of this script.
I can't wait for that. Anyways, that is our show for this week. What did you think of the supervillain list? Was there one you think I missed? Please let us know on Twitter and Instagram at Reddit on Wiki. If you like the show, please consider subscribing and giving us a rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, or Podchaser. And if you really love the show and want to help support the content you listen to, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork. Or use the link in the description down below to go to the Patreon. You can get access to episodes a week early and ad-free, as well as a ton of other bonus episodes and other content from our other podcasts on the network. Thank you, Wikimaniacs, for listening. Thank you, Sean and John, for blessing us with that amazing script reading. And we will see you guys next week.
Do we have a fancy EDM outro now?
No.
Do I pop another Molly?
It's the intro, but played again.
Oh, okay. I got you. Safe, safe.
Just do it.
Expert in fucking that or not.
Great power.
For the fifth time, it's your boy, Sean.